الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق، خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم، علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب زدني علما، اللهم رب زدني علما، اللهم رب زدني علما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected brothers, elders, ulama kiram, very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly, and all you brothers who organized this, and especially Hafiz sahab, who asked us to come and these type of meetings and gatherings. It's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises are due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen, and countless durud wa salam on our beloved Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is rahmatul lil alamin, and salam on Ahlul Bayt and all the Sahaba kiram ila yawmiddin. The topic which I have been given is a such special, vast, that is not possible for one to cover this in this space of time and limit However, I will try my very best. We may pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty gives me the tawfiq to say which may be benefit for myself and all of us listeners, and let it come this into our practical life. And the topic is the Quran, the living miracle. When we hear the word miracle, it really means mu'jiza. And the system of guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen for the people, for the mankind, ins or jinn, this system is known to us as Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The prophets, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were sent to the world to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that message, the main factor of that message was the tawheed, believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every prophet who came from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam till Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they were given mu'jizat, miracles. Whichever there was need of that time and era, the miracles were given to them. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's miracle was different. That stick, asa, it would, when you used to place this with the hukam of Allah, amr of Allah, order of Allah, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسَعَى, it would run like a snake. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he was given this. Many amongst them, the Quran mentions that if he was to place his hand on a blind person, he was able to see. A dead would come alive, till a time came when there was darkness throughout the four corners of the world. Allah the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to grant this mankind, you and I, till yawm al-qiyamah, with a message, a message, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was going to stay, not a living miracle, but living miracle forever and ever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith can be found in Sahih Bukhari, volume 1, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go and sit, isolate himself in ibadah, in that cave Hira. It's a very famous hadith. And one night, while he was resting, he seen a glowing noor. And he sees an image. In that image, he sees a human form. Who are you? Jibreel. Who is Jibreel? Jibreel is an angel which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appointed to serve Allah and bring the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout, from Sayyidina Ali, Adam alayhi salam till Sayyidina Isa and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that he came very close. How close? That he started to press and he asked, Iqra, recite. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Ma ana biqareen, I am not a reciter, I cannot read. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says again with more force. He again says, Iqra. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma ana biqareen, I have never been a reader, reciter. Third time, this third touch was such that first Jibreel start to recite. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had memorized this because the verses of the Quran did not reveal on the mountains. The verses of the Quran and whole of the Quran was revealed on the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The mountains and the heavens could not bear the weight of the revelation of the Quran. And Quran mentions, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيت خاشيا متصديا من خشية الله. I don't have time. That if the Quran, the verse of the Quran was to reveal on the mountain, they could not bear. They will become into pieces. But the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so much blessed that he was able to take this revelation. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken this and recited the same verses. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم. And furthermore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he comes home, to Khadija radiallahu anha. Khadija al Kubra, she is the mother of the believers. She says, Ya Rasulullah, she says, oh my husband, what is wrong? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, oh Khadija, cover me, cover me. There was shiver, frightness. Something new had happened. Oh my great dear husband, what has happened? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains, and this is where I want to really emphasize, that she says, Wallahi ma yukhzik Allahu abada, by Allah, Allah will never disgrace you. Oh my dear husband, Allah will never disgrace you. Why? إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلَّةِ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومَةِ وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفَ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. Because, oh my great husband, you have great qualities in you. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ. You come and join the relationships between people, amongst relatives, those broken ties, you come and you join them together. You don't let them depart. It's very easy to have a good friendship with your neighbors sometimes, with your friends, with your colleagues, others, but with your family, your relatives, it's very hard. You hear people saying, it's a time that I can speak to a friend, but I can't speak to my family members. It's a time I feel so nice and go out to eat and enjoy myself with my family members. I never see them. Rasulullah's qualities, إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ. If you want to see a person's quality, see how his lifestyle is. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ. Because the living Quran was to come, the verses of Quran were to come. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the people, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ, worship Allah alone, no one else. وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. And make sure that you do not ascribe partners with Allah. They only turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Fatiha, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Oh Allah, we only worship you and we only ask for your help only. No one but Allah. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْءٍ وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا. And show kindness to your parents, to your mother and father. Today you are very kind to your friend. If he becomes angry, you will try to cool him down. How many of us are able to cool our own anger in state when something goes wrong at home? When your father becomes angry, how many of us are able to control our voices and control our temper? And Quran says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And straight after this, وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. And with your relatives, with your relations, those who are close relatives, your uncle, your auntie, those who are close to you, those who are far, who are away and far, they must be looked at the same angle, because the Quran is saying, وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى. And care for you, the relations, that those who are very, very near to you, those who are your kith and kin. And Rasulullah ﷺ shows us, إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ. And you carry the burdens of others. Oh my dear husband, Mere Sartaj, you carry the burden of others. There's a very famous story that once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen this old woman. She was carrying a bag, a bundle, and she was struggling. Today we see so many poor, so many weak people, old women and men, they're carrying bags. How many of us ever come across and say, do you need any help? Doesn't matter if he's a Muslim, non-Muslim. Islam and Rasulullah is a mercy. This is the miracle of the Quran. When Quran comes into your life, you will understand the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah picks this bag, and she's talking, and she's saying that when she was asked, why are you leaving Makkah? Why are you leaving this area? She says, because I've heard about this young person, a youngster who's leaving the deen, the teachings of our forefathers. He's left and he's calling people towards oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she says so much that if he was, firstly, we wouldn't pick the bag up, and if we had, if he said something, we'll just put it straight there, probably drop it, all the items will break in there. But Rasulullah ﷺ is listening calmly, subhanallah, because he is a rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this was the miracle of the Quran, which you can see. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he left her in the place where she was going to go and he was leaving, she said, oh young person, oh young man, could you tell me your name? Who are you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh my mother, oh respected, the person, the youngster you are afraid of and you have left Makkah, Tul Mukarramah, I am the same youngster. My name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, if this is, you are the one, then if whole of the Makkah was with them, these type of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I am the first one to embrace Islam. And she reads, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is the living miracle of the Quran. I am trying to bring this in a different angle. You must have heard others speaking on this topic, but I'm touching this from a different point of view to see the miracle of the Quran. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلُ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومُ. And you care and you help those who are destitute. You care for them. They have no place to go, no one to care for them. And you, oh my dear husband, you look after them. It's an Eid, Yawm al-Eid. Everyone is playing. There is a young boy who is just sitting on one side or standing on one side. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked, oh young boy, why aren't you praying? Why aren't you participating with your friends? He said, I have no one. I have no father and mother Today's Eid and they are happy and they are playing. There is no one to dress me. There is no one to care for me. Everyone has left me. Rasulullah ﷺ picks that child. He takes the child home. Gives it to Aisha radiallahu anha. Oh Aisha, from today I am the father and you are the mother of this child sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And prepare him. He was washed, clothed, and Rasulullah said, today you will not walk on the surface, you will be on my shoulders. And Rasulullah picked him up on his own shoulders. And the children who were playing, they said, they wished that their fathers also had been martyred, so that they were given this. Subhanallah. This was, that there was no one. But you have these akhlaq. وَتَقْرِ الدَّيْفِ. You are so humble and generous to your guests. You're so humble and generous to your guests. Subhanallah, today, if we are with our family, close family, and food is either cooked, ordered, we all are waiting, or it's ready, has arrived, and someone knocks on the door. Ask yourself, how much akhlaq do you have of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Everyone is shouting, everyone is upset, but we forget, we are the ones who call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the living miracle of the Quran is telling us that the guest, he doesn't come, he doesn't come to your house, he is coming with the mercy and rahmah to your house. The guest doesn't come to take something from you, he comes to give you the rahmah. It's very easy to talk today, we listen to bayans, but we never ponder and think that these were the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. And you help those that calamity afflicts them and they can't find anyone and they come to you. Oh my dear husband, you are always you are there for them. If they need something, you never turn them away. Anyone came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would give them whatever he had. If there was nothing, the sheet, the cloth on his blessed body, he would take that and give it to the poor and needy, because Allah becomes happy. What I want to take your attention, that here Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, she didn't say, oh my dear husband, for so many days you did not come home. For so many hours you were in ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What she's saying, إِنَّكَ لَتَسِرُ الرَّحِيمِ. She's talking about the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She explains the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah says in the Quran, the miracle of the Quran, the living miracle was to come. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh Muhammad, we have given you the highest of all akhlaq. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, I have come to this, to the world as a mercy. I have come to complete the highest status of akhlaq. The highest status of akhlaq. A very old lady, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to pass by this alleyway. And this old lady, she was confused. She was told that he has left the teachings of our forefathers. For this reason, she would gather the dirt. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pass by, she used to throw that dirt on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Days went by. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give dua. He did not say anything. That one day, she was not able to do this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why today, what has happened to this old lady? This is akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he actually in fact went to visit her because she was ill, to go and see the ill people, those who are in hospitals. Many times we go to hospitals, we see people. You might have gone to see your friend, your relative, but if you see others, comfort them by just maybe saying one sentence, because these are the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, alhamdulillah, we pray, we fast in month of Ramadan, we do so much good, charity, other things, but in akhlaq, we don't even realize that how important is to have a better behavior, to be a better person. We don't realize stealing, it's a sin, but we don't realize to tease someone is also the similar sin. To hurt someone's feeling is a similar sin. If stealing was gunai kabira, to hurt someone's feeling is also gunai kabira. We don't realize what's happening to us. And the miracle of the Quran, the living Quran, Hadha Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked, O Aisha, could you tell us about the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Here, the Quran was revealed in 23 years of space. And here was the living miracle of the Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did she say? Kana khulukuhu al-Quran. The akhlaq, if you want to see in practical what's in the Quran, see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His blessed behavior, the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he tells, the way he delivers. If a person said, stay here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him a promise. For 3 days, he was waiting for that person. He would go and stand, come back and stand in the same place. After 3 days, when the person came, he seen, Subhanallah, you are still waiting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I gave you my word. So even more than 3 days, even if there was more than 3 days, I would have waited, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with the living miracle of the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that those who do not keep to their promises, لا إيمان لمن لا أمانة له ولا دين لمن لا حد له. Furthermore, my brothers, the miracle of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this Quran, and Allah says, إنا نحن نزلنا الذكرى وإنا له لحافظون. We are the ones who have revealed this. We are the ones who have preserved this. Other books, Torah, Zabur, Injil, Sufi, Ibrahim, or Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not promised to protect them. The Quran, Allah says, I am the one who's going to protect the Quran. It's words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People have tried from that time till today, Yawm al-Qiyamah, many things, turning, deleting pages, surahs of the Quran, but they could not change the Quran, because this is not the word of human. In sojin, this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, if you're in doubt, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. If you're in doubt, O people, that these verses, this Quran is a word of man, then bring alike one verse, one surah. And Allah says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا وَلَمْ تَفَعَلُوا. You will never be able to do this. You never have, and you never be able to do this, because this Quran is protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The living miracle of the Quran. When Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq used to recite the Quran, The non-believers used to say, "Oh Abu Bakr, recite the Quran, hide inside your house and recite, don't recite outside. Because when our women and children, they hear the Quran affects them. This is the miracle of the Quran. Quran has effect. It doesn't matter. You think it might take time according to your ability. Quran does have effect. And when he affected such a way that the person whose intentions were wrong, he came and when he seen the Quran, Taha ma anzalna alayka al-Quran litashqa, he became Amir al-Mu'minin Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. And the same Umar, he said, "I have come to destroy Islam, but now from today we will come and pray in Kaabatullah. No one, we won't be afraid of anyone. We'll come and pray in the house of Allah. And if anyone wants to come and oppose us, Umar will come in front and stand in front of him." The mercy and the miracle of the Quran. How many can we see and say? It's been narrated that Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu an, Hazrat Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu an, he was sent to see what was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message, the revelation. And when he came, he seen the blessed reflection of the Quran on beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He embraced. The Jewish community got upset and they said, "Oh Abdullah bin Salam, what has happened to you? You were such a wise person. We sent you to discover something." He said, "Look at the face of beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can you see this blessed face? It's a face glowing of truth. The heart which the Quran was revealed on." And this very Quran had changed the life of people. And those who find themselves in difficulties, they must recite Quran. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he used to go home, the first thing he would do, he would recite the Quran. Hazrat Usman bin Affan, the third Khalifa of Islam, he used to recite the Quran so much, looking inside, so much, that two Musafs tore apart because of his excessive recitation of the Quran. Continuous recitation of the Quran. And someone asked about Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, the son of Umar radiallahu anhu. He was known for his ibadah and his tilawa. Can you tell us about him? The person replied, "Don't ask about him. We've seen him in praying and reciting the Quran. Today we only recite the Quran in month of Ramadan. We must take some time out. Recite the Quran. Even though for 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, morning and evening, see the blessing in your house." It's narrated by Imam Bayhaqi. A person who recites 200 verses of the Quran, 200 verses, and he dies, he is able to intercede for 7 people around him, his grave. 7! And his intercession will be accepted in favor of his parents. And if they, even though they are mushrik, the azab, the punishment will, there'll be ease in the punishment. Because this person in the dunya used to strive, and before going to sleep, he used to recite 200 ayahs of the Quran. Those who recite, in one narration, those who recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, Quran, the living miracle, see this through the practice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who recites Surah Ikhlas once, Burika alayhi, he is given the barakah in himself. If he recites twice, he is given barakah in his family. If he recites three times, the barakah around his neighbors. If he recites 12 times, he is given 12 palaces in Jannah. And those angels, guardian angels, say, let's go and see the palace of our brother. And the one who's blessed to recite Surah Al-Ikhlas 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins of 50 years. Only the sin of killing someone without any reason and shirk, or the right of others, like if you are in possession of others' wealth, the hukuk al ibad, rights of people, other than that, all the sins of 50 years are forgiven. And the one who recites 400 times Surah Al-Ikhlas, 400 times Surah Al-Ikhlas, it's very simple, but it's hard. And only those who are blessed are able to. 100 years of his sins are forgiven. And furthermore, the one who recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 1,000 times, he will see his place in Jannah in this dunya. Or someone might see his place. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, which is the greatest ayah of the Quran? There's another hadith, the time doesn't permit me. The greatest surah is Surah Al-Fatiha. The greatest ayah of the Quran is Ayat Al-Kursi. And one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who recites Ayat Al-Kursi after every namaz, when he dies, Allah himself will take his soul. And when Ayat Al-Kursi was revealed, the kings of that time had fallen, the crowns of from their heads had fallen, the statues had fallen, the shayateen were fighting amongst themselves, and they went to Iblis. Oh Iblis, what has happened? He said, go and find out. They came to Madinah Munawwara and they realized Ayat Al-Kursi was revealed. This is the Quran, the living miracle. Not to recite, to bring this into your life. When the Quran comes into your life, then you see the different effect. The living miracle is yourself, and the living miracle for us was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I close this by giving a small story. That there was a Hindu family, and the husband got ill. And the illness was very severe, cancer, no cure for this. All treatment had been taken, precautions, there was no. Waiting for his death, last moments, the wife said, if you listen to me, if you give me a promise, if you give me a word, I want to try something. He says, okay. She started reading something and started giving him that water and prayed something on him. As time went by, he started to feel better and better. Tests, positive results in his health, that he was getting better and there was no trace of cancer whatsoever. So he said, what's happened? She said, now is the time that I want to tell you that you gave me your word, now I want you to become Muslim. He said, how can I accept this? She said, you gave me your words. He accepted. He said, you come from a very strict Hindu family. Your parents will kill you. They will never listen to you. When they hear this, she said, yes, I do come from that family, but in my locality, there was a house where children were studying. There was a madrasa. These madrasas, they are the chambers to hold our iman and iman our coming generations. And remember this, why these maktabs and these madrasas are very successful. Alhamdulillah, the reason is because this is a copy of Sahaba Kiram. In the time of Umar radiallahu an, when the non-Arabs came to Islam, he established these makatib, that those who are non-Arabs, they couldn't recite the Quran, as Umar radiallahu an appointed the qaris and the teachers. And the qaris, the salary of the qari was equivalent to, similar to the one of the Ashab al-Badriyin, the most highest, because he is teaching the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq to see this. And she said, I learned the Quran, and then at last my teacher told me, if you come across any problem, read this surah of the Quran, surah al-nashrah laka sadrak. I read this with this yaqeen, and Allah gave me shifa. This is the miracle, the living miracle. Even today, if the Quran is recited with sincerity, all illness, Allah says, I have kept shifa in the Quran. But we need to recite the Quran with the intention of shifa. You will gain shifa with the intention of hidayah. Allah says, and very, you don't need any evidence to prove to anyone. The evidence is beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. Alif Lam Mim. No one is able to translate the Holy Quran. No one has the meaning for this. To prove that this is the miracle, this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those chosen people, families, that their children, their daughters, their sons, their brothers have become Hafiz al-Quran. How much blessing is in this house. It's our duty to educate. And at this moment we have come here and we're listening and speaking, that all of us sitting here at least make intention that inshallah ta'ala we will try to become ourselves Hafiz al-Quran, inshallah, and our children also. And it's very easy. It's very easy. Someone age of 60 plus, you have intention that I will remember, try to memorize a ayah in 1 week, for example. And he's not able to complete. His intentions are firm and true. Angel will come in his grave and he will make sure that he finished the Quran. Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will raise amongst the Huffaz. And I mentioned very in the beginning that the Quran is a living miracle. Not only in this dunya, Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, O Dawood, Dawood alayhi salam recite from Zabur. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite from Surah Taha. And this will be more than 70 times. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite Surah Al-An'am. When Allah will recite, in joy, everything will start to move. Even the throne, arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start to move. And Allah will say, O my people, the veil will move. You will be able to see Rabbul Alameen. You say, O my people, who am I? Everyone will say, you are Rabbul Alameen, you are a Rabb. Allah will say, yes, Ana Salam. I am Salam, and you are Muslim. You have accepted my message. The orders I had given you through my Prophet, you have accepted that. And this is the living Quran, not only in this dunya. And there's another narration that people will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the people of Jannah, O people, what do you want? They will say, we want to listen to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam recite from Surah Dukhan, Inna al-Muttaqeena fi maqamin amin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recite, Ana ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. What a status would it be? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to respect the Quran, have adab of the Quran. And there were people who never used to put their feet towards the Hafiz of the one who was Hafiz of the Quran. As a very famous story of this great alim of his time, when he died, he was buried in Jannatul Baqi. After some time, when they opened his body was same as they had buried him. They asked, what is the reason? They say, throughout his life, he never put his feet or his foot towards Hafiz of the Quran. Allah saved him. Allah saves those who save the Quran of Allah, the teachings of the Quran, the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Jazakallah.